Help us, Lord, to acknowledge our total dependence on You in all circumstances. All that we have is Yours and belongs to You. Thank You for Your presence in our lives. Amen. Jesus began, "We mustn't ever abandon the gate of charity, lest the enemy gets in." Little ones, I cannot extend my maximum amount of mercy where there is sin. This poses a challenge for you to finally weed out completely the roots of judgment, complaining. It is the hidden judgments of the heart that do so much to destroy grace, protection, and much-needed peace. For this, there is an antidote. Worship me until you are filled, then go out to your brother, and I promise you, no matter what he says or does, charity and my love will respond. When you do not spend that trysting time with me, you will find fault and be impatient. The world has rubbed off on you and eats away at the sweetness of my presence. You cannot maintain your love for others when you are not substantially filled with my love and peace. You need to work on your heart, Claire. We need more time together. I know you are trying, and I honor that. But we need even more from you, as well as others who are prone to anger and impatience. Yes, you are being sifted by the enemy because of rancor and the toxins they produce. There is much tied up in frustration with taxing circumstances and your concerns for the community to be sure they are ready. Lord, please help me. I don't want to be this way. I know this, but you are not alone. You are being challenged by others who have their own ideas, and it is good when you can settle these things with no rancor. Listen carefully, my children. Do not be overbearing or pushy. Rather, allow others to speak without trying to stop them with your opinions or excuses. Healthy dialogue happens when you have no turf to defend, when you are without a hidden agenda or trying to avoid something you see as unpleasant. Each time you come together to discuss things, remember that I may be speaking through another, especially those whose charge it is to look after you. Bring it to me, and together we will discern, and all options will align with my will. If you do not try to force your agenda or defend a hidden agenda, none of you has all the truth, for each day brings new challenges in a changing world. Little children, love one another. Be kindly disposed, respect and nurture truth, seeking always my opinion, my will, my agenda, no matter how inconvenient or threatening it may seem to you. Many times I prepare you for circumstances beyond your understanding in present time. That is why you must plant the turnips upside down. If you are trying to defend your fears or your time and resources, you will be controlled by those things and make mistakes. Defend only my honor and my agenda as you continue to grow in faith. Lord, I am sorry. I know there is a bit of fear that water will run out. That is why you need more time with me. Your security is not in the world, but in my provision. But you cannot trust me if you do not fill up on my love and provision and declare my promises from the scriptures. You are lacking in that area. It would be good for you to begin confessing certain scriptures every morning and stand on them. When you don't do that, you are very weak and weakened in resolve because you know you are depending on yourself. When you do stand on my word, you will remain steadfast and dependent on me. Amen. May God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and guide you in all of His ways.